Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the third Sunday of Lent, and from the Philippines, we hear from Mary Erica Bolaños. Mary Erica is a lay preacher who teaches at the Institute of Preaching in Manila. Her preaching today is entitled, Cleanse Our Hearts.
A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. After making the crossing to the other side of the sea, Jesus and his disciples came to land at Gennesaret and tied up there. As they were leaving the boat, people immediately recognized him. They scurried about the surrounding country and began to bring in the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. Whatever villages or towns or countryside he entered, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch only the tassel on his cloak, and as many as touched it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord. The moment they recognize Jesus, the news of his arrival spreads like wildfire. What follows is a moving scene of faith and hope. People from all over bring their sick to Jesus, laying them at his feet in the hope of healing. My sisters and brothers, I would like to share with you two points that we can reflect on in today's gospel reading. First, they recognize Jesus. Second, the people from all over, after recognizing Jesus, bring their sick to him. There's a universal human longing to be free from any pain or sickness. Anyone who has been sick hopes for relief and comfort. There is a challenge to us in the face of sickness, and that is to recognize Jesus. The big question is, do we recognize Jesus in our lives? Do we see him in the face of those we encounter, in the quiet moments of prayer, and most especially in the busy activities of our daily lives? This gospel passage reminds us that to find healing, whether physical, emotional, or spiritual, we must first recognize the healer. We must open our eyes and hearts to his presence among us. Second point, when the people recognize Jesus, they bring their sick to him. Here we can say that the gospel for today brings to us a communal aspect of faith, vividly illustrated as the people bring the sick on mats to wherever Jesus is. You see, my sisters and brothers, this is not just a story about individual healing. We read a lot of times in the gospel, individual healings. Here, it's a powerful reminder of our responsibility to one another as members of the body of Christ. We are all called to carry each other's burdens, to intercede for one another, and to bring those who are suffering to the feet of Jesus. May I share a deeply personal experience with you, my sisters and brothers. This experience of mine vividly illustrates the communal faith where we are reflecting on today. This profound manifestation of faith became very real to me just recently on the final hours of my birthday, January 26. My friends organized a surprise dinner party, a simple one, but a joyous occasion that, unfortunately, was unexpectedly cut short when I felt an excruciating pain and I had to make an urgent trip to the hospital. The pain I endured that night paled in comparison to the overwhelming sense of hope and faith radiated by those around me. Their promised prayers, their concern, were a tangible manifestation of their faith and love. Thankfully, my sickness was not that critical. But my point is, this experience emphasized a powerful truth that our shared humanity compels us to be there for one another, to carry each other's burdens to the feet of Jesus in moments of vulnerability and pain. My experience served as a living testament to the power of community and faith in action. It reminded me that my bonds of friendship and fellowship are not just social ties, but sacred connection that can draw us closer to God, especially in times of need. And I'm sure you have experienced the same. Whenever you encountered some difficult situation or whenever you were sick and people pray for you, the prayers of our friends and loved ones becomes a source of our strength and healing, a reminder that we are never alone in our suffering. And the gospel today is so providential. In the same way, it calls us to recognize Jesus in our midst and that we don't have to carry our burdens alone. And on one hand, we are also called to bring the pains, fears, and the hopes of other people to the merciful love of Jesus. My dear friends, as we reflect on this gospel, let us consider how we can bring our own needs and the needs of others to Jesus with the same faith and hope demonstrated by the people. First, they recognize Jesus. Second, they bring their sick to Him. May our faith be a bridge that connects us not only to Christ, but also to one another, transforming our workplace, our school, our country, our family, the community of love. Amen.